And the officials doing a good job of keeping the balls dry and keeping them off the turf for as long as possible.
Yeah, it looks like that could be a task that they'll be after all night as the rain continues to come down. Elliott in motion. Gives to Daniels. He's got the first down distance and a little more. He's going to get inside the 10-yard line. Looks like he's down near the 7 before he's stopped. They've got it all going through the air on the ground right now. Columbia Central's offense has been high-powered all season long. 7-1 on the year, looking to make it 8-1 tonight. 8-12 to go first quarter. Scoreless now, but Columbia Central's first possession has moved quite a bit of distance. Partridge again, shotgun. Elliott in motion, takes the give on the jet sweep. He's going to go for the end zone. Hit and brought down just shy, 2-yard line for Columbia.
Dylan Smith with the tackle there for Hudson, and he dodged a little bit of a bullet. It looked like he might have gotten away with a horse collar there for a second. And
yeah,
he definitely
went up high on the tackle.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been really impressed with the crowd tonight. Despite the weather, Columbia traveled really well. Looks like a few people still starting to stroll in. They had the same problem we did, couldn't find the field.
Second and goal from the 2, give us to Daniels, and he's going to get stopped short.
Number 44, Carson Daniels.
Hudson defense stout on that one. Bring him to the turf. Third down and goal to go.
Yeah, we don't get down here very often, so...
I've never been here before.
Naturally, you know, I've only been to the high school for hoops games, so, you know, that's where I kind of guided us, and guess what? There's no football field over there. So even the football team, the home team, has to take a bus to get to this field.
And they spread it out for Cole Partridge, and he'll do a little end-around run of his own. Bootleg for the touchdown. Cole Partridge walks it in untouched. 6-0 Columbia Central with 6:46 to go first quarter, extra point pending. Pretty efficient, pretty effective offensive drive for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, that was a great play call there. They had set it up earlier with a couple of gives in that direction, the jet sweep and things like that. Partridge just kept it on a naked boot, no blocking help from like a fullback or anything at all. He just walked in on his own.
Extra points up. It's got the distance and the height, and it's through the uprights. 6:46 to go, 7-0. Columbia Central in front early going here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Back in 30 seconds.
Return to learn with Columbia Schools Adult Education. Columbia Adult Education gives adult students an opportunity to earn a Columbia diploma online.
Columbia Adult Education students enjoy working at their own pace with flexible online scheduling, making it to classes a cinch.
Columbia Adult Education is open to all students who are 20 years and older and is open to students from any school district.
When searching for the right learning environment, look no farther than Columbia Schools. Visit us online at myeagles.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And we are back here at the Hudson High School. The Tigers getting set to take their first possession. 6:46 left on our first quarter clock. 7-0 lead for Columbia Central. And a very effective drive. Cole Partridge, well, 3 for 3 on the drive passing. And then he actually takes the touchdown in. Up and down season here for Hudson so far. 4-4 on the year. Kickoff lands about the 10-yard line.
Nice tackle.
Great open field tackle. They'll take over about the 19-yard line on the return for Hudson, Drew Mary.
Trenton Lasky bringing him down there, the senior defensive back on special teams.
Hudson will huddle up here. Ticker starts. Great football frenzy this evening out in the parking lot here at Hudson. It's got a real old school feel here at the field. Up here in the press box. It's old school. We got some... repurposed school bus benches, I think, for seating.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Now, first down, there's a handoff for Hudson and brought down for no gain. Might have lost a yard, actually. And on the carry, I think we had Dylan Snow. That's going to be Dylan Smith is our QB running to the sideline to get the play. We had Drew Mary on the carry. Hudson running wing T.
Old school.
And another great stop by Columbia Central. Hudson goes nowhere on second down. Third down at about 10 yards here for the Tigers. 5:47 to go. They trail 7-0. No ground to gain here in the first possession.
Yeah, that was a good job to sniff that play out. That wing T can give teams fits at times because you have no idea where the ball's going and you have to be patient. It forces you to kind of stay home and be patient. And thankfully, Carson Daniels and Danny Miller were doing just that on that play.
Yeah, and there's a lot of deception. You got three backs, one in motion. Now he's split out. And back to pass, third and 10. Pass thrown a little high, Mary, the intended receiver. Incomplete. And it's looking like it's going to be three and out for Hudson. Playing with a lot of energy tonight so far, Columbia Central, with 5:14 to go, leading 7-0. Looking to force a punt.
Yeah, they were fired up on that one. Danny Miller looked like he was going to try and jump the route, realized he wasn't going to get there in time, did a good job to play the player as opposed to the ball, and made that good contact right at the point of a reception for Hudson, was able to separate the player from the ball.
Back to punt. Elliott back to return. Good snap. Kick is away. Pretty good punt. Fielded right at about the 49. He slides to make the catch, so Elliott's down. Columbia Central take over. 49-yard line, just inside Hudson territory. Now, information coming in from the our historian, our Hudson historian, Jamie McKibben, says this is the 50th anniversary of the streak for the Hudson Tigers. They won 72 straight games.
Very cool.
First and 10, Columbia, they come spread out three wide with a wing rolling out to pass. Partridge, time to throw.
Oh, he's got a man wide open.
Caught, and he'll walk that one to the end zone. Garrick Elliott gets behind everyone. The throw is expertly tossed on the money. Inside of 5 minutes now in the first quarter, and a quick score by the Eagles. And that'll stretch the lead out to 13-0.
Yeah, Garrick Elliott just ran a fade route down the sideline. Realized he had nobody around him, just kept going towards the end zone. Perfectly placed ball by Cole Partridge, and yet another touchdown. And, I mean, basically, if you look in the Columbia Central record books for passing, it's just a big picture of Cole Partridge. There's nothing else because he's rewritten it.
Snap is there. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is through the uprights, and it's 14-0 Columbia Central. Quickly here in the first quarter, 4:57 to go. Let's take a 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
We now return to high school football on K105.3,
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hudson High School. You know, Jason, it's a cold night. It's windy. It is rainy. But you can't tell to look at the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on the field. They're absolutely hype. They knew this was a big game, and they came out to score tonight 14-0 with 5 minutes still to go here in the first quarter. Kicking off, and it's returned at about the 5-yard line. Mary will take it, and he's brought down again. Quick special teams cover there. They'll pull him down about the 15.
Tackle made by Lucas Mendez for the Eagles.
Just energy coming from Columbia Central.
Oh,
They've held Hudson to 0 yards so far in their first possession. Possession number two. They've got it on the 16-yard line. There's a quick handoff. There's some yardage. Good hole held there. Get him up to the 20-yard line. Nice tackle on the defensive line for Columbia Central, Carson Daniels. But there's a good 5 yards on first down. Make it second and five for Hudson. 4.5 left here in the first. Hudson breaks the huddle. And a little different look this time for the formation. Yeah. Still a big set, but they split one of the wings outside. Hand off and battling for yardage there. So you get a couple more yards on the carry. And Marcus Shipman, the ball carrier on the play. Third down at about 2 yards. Hudson, chance to move the chains here.
Good job by Shipman there. Looked like they had him wrapped up, and he cut back and found a little bit bigger opening, gained a couple extra yards before Tommy Ronders brought him down.
Clock still running here, 3:38 to go in our first quarter. A little bit early start here if you're just joining us. T formation for Hudson, and the give goes up the middle. And looks like he got past the chains.
Yes, it does.
We'll get it moved up at a first down and 10 for Hudson. So after the energy on that first possession in Columbia Central, pretty much gave him nothing to work with. Hudson has gotten a couple plays here to grab a little bit of yardage, and you kind of get the sense that they're waiting for a chance to break a big one. And if you keep pounding ahead like this, those opportunities will come. And it's time to give again up the middle, and Columbia Central all over it. Brought down, looks like it'll be spotted right about the 30-yard line. Second down in about 9.5. 3 minutes to go first quarter, K105.3.
Definitely, you can tell that Hudson wants to focus their attack on the ground. Down 14-0 might not be the wisest situation, though.
No? Now they're going to try to get to the edge here, and got it to the edge. Turns it upfield. That's going to be close to another first down, Jason. At about the 39-yard line, that'll move the chains again. And a nice carry by Brennan Lipinski for Hudson. And they use that speed to get to the edge. And so they're showing a little bit, Jason. They'll go with the power game. They do have a little speed game to the outside. Columbia Central's going to have to – they're going to have to be able to defend sideline to sideline. And in that play, good play call to move the chains. 39-yard line for Hudson, working their way toward midfield. Three backs. Couple of misdirection. Handoff goes to Mary. He splits the line, gets to the 45. Brought down about the 46 if they spot it like I saw it. Pretty close to where I was looking, Jason. Tail end of the ball is going to be on the 45. Second down and about 4.
Yeah, good carry there right up the middle. A little bit of deception as well.
Big set here. Two backs, one wing. Give us quickly to Lipinski. He's hit right at about the 46. Driven backwards. Forward progress, they got about an inch on the play, Jason. Third down and 4 yards still to go.
Yeah, didn't get much of anything on that carry.
Marcus Shipman, the ball carrier, on that play. And usually when somebody runs this offense, Jason, you don't see a lot from the passing game. But what defense start focusing on that run 100%, and that's just about the time you hit them with a play action and a chance for a big gain.
Yeah, and you don't have to go, like, too far over the top or anything as they try to get the edge again. Mary.
And chasing him down. Pretty heads-up play as he reached his left arm out to try to get the marker. I don't think he got it, Jason, but it's going to be close, and they'll have some decision to make here on fourth down. Oh, they got him out of bounds a little early there. Still going to bring up, looks like, fourth and about 3. Oh, now they're
going to move
way over.
Yeah,
about 2 yards. Fourth down play right at midfield. Minute 18 to go first quarter. 14-0 Columbia Central lead. They bring the offense back out. Shipman takes a carry. He's got the first down. He's into Columbia territory to about the 47-yard line.
Carries the ball for the Tigers, Marcus Shipman.
Eating up clock. Eating up field here.
Yeah.
Minute 14 to go first quarter, and Hudson is driving. Playing from a deficit, but a score here puts them right back on pace to keep up with these Columbia Central Golden Eagles. I mean, what Hudson's really got to be working on drawing board-wise is defense.
Yes.
What are they going to do?
They
got to
come up with a stop.
There's a give. It's going to get to the outside. He's got lots of room over there. If he can get to the 40.
You got it.
30, 25, 20. Big gain there. Great play call by Hudson. Devin DeCare, senior running back, with a big gain. Into the red zone now. Well, they'll put it right at the 20.
Yeah, and he got a nice cutback, too, to gain maybe two or three extra yards on that run.
First and 10, Columbia Central 20-yard line. The Tigers continue to drive. And there's a give to the outside. Nice cutback.
Still got
clear.
Room.
He's going to get to the end zone. That is Mary. 20-yard touchdown run. Drew Mary, Jr., and he's listed on the program, Jason's quarterback. Showing his running skills today. Touchdown, Hudson. With 34 seconds to go in the first, they cut into that deficit. And it looks like we'll get a two-point conversion try.
Yeah, why not?
And there's the give. Looking to get to the edge, to the corner of the end zone. He'll cut it in. And great blocking out there. One guy had a chance at it, and the blocker was out there to keep him off balance. And I don't have a number.
Yeah, it was Michael Tanner throwing the block.
Thank you.
Out on the edge there to give Devin DeCare.
14-8, Columbia Central with the lead. Let's take 30 seconds back with a kickoff on K105.3.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on
K105.3. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith broadcasting live from Hudson High School football field. The high school's down the road to stretch. We were there earlier. We made our way down to the football field. Hudson after the score with a kick. They'll squib it down. And that's going to go out of bounds. That'll get a flag.
Well, we got a quick break in the action. Football Frenzy tailgate qualifiers are in. Congratulations to Candy Schroeder, Brad Myers, Juan Espinoza, Dan Bork, Rob Myers, David Tanner, Kevin Lindsay, Tony Mari, not the one on the football field, Miranda Lindsay, and Heather Price. So congratulations to our 10 qualifiers. They'll be in that big giveaway that we're doing next week.
Giving away that
2019 Equinox.
It's time.
I know. That flew by.
That's great. Yeah, that, what'd you say, Bork? I noticed a couple Borks with, they had their reserved parking out there.
Yeah, right up front. That was nice.
I love the feel out here. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's real old school, but I love it. Classic, great night for football. Despite the rain, Partridge back to pass again. His first incompletion on the sideline. He has had nothing but time back there, Jason, when he comes back to pass.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had plenty of time, and he had plenty of time on that throw, too, looking for Chase Tompkins on that pass, and just overthrew him a little bit.
And it really just looked like they were tight to the sideline. Mm-hmm. He just kind of ran out of space.
Yeah. And that's a sign of a good quarterback, too. He's making sure it's your guy or no guy, and I think he probably tried to get that one about three or four rows deep.
Partridge out of the shotgun. He's got four wide receivers, two to each side. Daniels back to block. Protection is good. He gets the throw away. Hit immediately. Garrick Elliott with another catch, though, and he'll get that at about the 46-yard line. Second down, gain of about five. That'll bring up third and five.
Yeah, good hit by Drew Mary to make sure he wasn't going anywhere after the reception.
Looks like that'll be our last play of the first quarter. 14-8, Hudson answered. Here we'll see if Columbia Central will continue their offensive onslaught. Let's take a minute break, and we'll be back with the second quarter on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-7 782-9331.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Garrett, Cole Partridge rolling out up the field and open, caught, another connection for Cole Partridge down the field. As we start the second quarter with a big gain for Columbia Central, first down. Receiver on the play, Lucas Mendez, into Hudson territory. First and 10 for Columbia from the 43-yard line.
Mendez, second reception on the night, and he's had a couple of key grabs. Once on the opening drive that helped get to the score, and now another one to pick up the first on third and medium.
He's back to throw again. Well, we'll see. He's got the wideouts. This time he fakes the give. QB option, he keeps around the end. He's not going to get much. Able to sneak to the sideline in about a yard. The QB keep from Cole Partridge. A lot of pressure on that one coming in. He's just able to avoid the pressure. Second quarter of this game is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Trojans in action tonight with Bronson.
Yes.
Bronson, their opponent.
Scenic Bronson.
Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford. We had to make a trip out here to Hudson longer than we would normally travel on a Friday night.
Yeah.
But they had to go to Lake Fenton. Jackson High 14-0 after one.
Kind of how we thought that game was going to go. Blitz coming.
Rolling out, Partridge. Looking downfield. Gets to Elliott, short. And he's a little tied up. Only had one arm available. Almost makes the catch. Incomplete. Third down and long now for the Eagles. Partridge had so much time. They've been rolling him out of the pocket a little bit here, and he was going to his left that time, which is an awkward way to try and throw, but he did have time to stop, set, and throw. And Elliott had, there was a little bit of contact there before the ball got there, but no flag on the play.
Yeah.
Probably the right call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Elliott tried to plead his case a little bit, and just wasn't going to have it from the official. I mean, they're trying to keep this game moving, but they're not going to make ridiculous calls to do it.
Four wide now for Partridge. 3-2 is left. And we'll get a timeout from the Eagles. 11:22 to go, first half. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Columbia Central breaks the huddle, heading back out to the field. Third and about nine for the Golden Eagles. First time their offense has stalled at all. Still a chance. Trying to get you some out-of-town scores. Michigan Center Cardinals lead 7-0 at Springport right now.
That'll be a great game, too.
And Napoleon and Quincy were tied at 0 after 1. Partridge to throw. And a nice defensive play. Chance to make a catch right by the first down marker. Intended receiver was Aiden Adams. And the defender jumped in just at the last moment, knocked that away. Devin DeCare on the deflection. So on fourth down, the Golden Eagles are going to send the punt unit out.
Mm-hmm. And a good job by DeCare to jump that route.
And again, Partridge has been throwing bullets tonight, and that was right on the nose. Just maybe a little late.
A
little movement on the line for the. They were running the fake, Jason.
Yeah, they were, and they blew an opportunity to do it.
Oh. A procedure penalty is going to move them back. They were running the fake on that one. Busted.
Yeah, they were. They tried to fake it like the snap went way long, but instead the snap went to the up man, Aiden Adams, and a little bit of jumping the gun on the line, happy feet.
Something tells me they punt for real this time.
Nearly blocked.
Yeah, but now there's no one back to return, and that's going to stop just a great bounce. It looked like it would slide easily into the end zone. It took a little bit of a left turn, and that's a great punt right at about the 6-yard line. So you don't get the fake to work, but a punt that is going to trap Hudson deep in their own territory. They're going to have to go about 94 if they want to put this one in the end zone. 14-8 our score, 11:05 to go, first half. Columbia came out on fire early, two quick scores, including a bomb to Garrick Elliott that he went. That was a one-play drive. Hudson now handoff up the middle, nowhere to go on first down. Drew Mary on the carry.
And the way they moved the football the last time, it might take them all 11 minutes to get down the field. It was slow moving, but you know what? It was effective, and that's really all that matters at the end of the day.
Still see that rain coming down, Jason.
Yeah.
Blowing past the lights here at Hudson Field, home of the Tigers. Big formation here for the Tigers. And the give goes to Mary. I spotted that one. Columbia Central did too. No gain. Third down and 10.
Get on the tackle, Ryan Earmonts.
Columbia Central defense, with the exception of that last drive, Jason, where they were real tough on Hudson there in their first possession. And now it looks like they've gone back to that. They were able to stuff the first two runs.
Yeah, they've tightened up defensively a little bit, and looks like some of their defense, especially on the second level, starting to stay home a little more till they know exactly where the play is headed.
And now the give goes to the outside to Mary. He's able to cut back up a little bit. Met right there, though, and stuffed. That looked like about kind of like the play that they used to score on the last possession. But absolutely stuffed on the play. Great defensive reaction. So on fourth down and 10 yards, looks like the Hudson Tigers will send out the punt squad. 9:22 to go, first half, 14-8. Columbia Central has the lead, and they'll look to get the football back. Elliott back to return. He's dangerous when he's got the ball in his hands. Kicking from their own end zone. It's a high kick. There'll be no return on this one. It bounces at the 30 and comes backwards a little bit. So 28-yard line, great field position to start here for Columbia Central.
Yeah, not an ideal punt there, but he's punting into the wind. And, you know, punters at this level usually aren't all that incredible, save for a handful. And I think in our years of calling football games, we've seen maybe two really good punters.
And you know what? I'm not sure if they're really good or just had a good night sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and with the field conditions and like you said, into the wind, I wouldn't expect much more than what we got out of that one. It ended up being actually a solid punt. Another completion for Cole Partridge on first down. It's going to get about 9 yards out to Aiden Adams. Cole Partridge has been impressive, and we've seen Columbia Central already this year, and they've thrown it more tonight than they did in the last three times we saw them combined already, and we're still 8.5 to go in the first half.
Yeah, they leaned pretty heavily on Carson Daniels last time out that we saw him at least, and he had a great night.
Well, he's taking it here on second down and about 3. He's not going to get much. Bring up third and short for Columbia Central. You know what we see a lot of, too, in previous games, Jason, is Cole Partridge with some QB runs. And I think we've only seen one, maybe two from him. One that scored the touchdown on the first possession and one on their last drive. But he's been going to the air more than he's been not in the air.
Yeah, he had the naked boot for the score, and then he had an option keeper that he ran. And he's been somewhat effective on the ground, but his arm has been superb tonight.
And he's just been given time. Look at that. Out of the pocket. Puts it on the nose. And Mendez with a tough run at the end. He battled for about a yard and a half. First down for Columbia Central on what looks to be about a 12-yard gain, maybe.
I'm really liking the open-air press box in here, except when the wind blows.
Well, you didn't wear a big enough coat.
I have a hoodie-like coat. Well, you got a second coat.
I got another coat.
You mean you've had an extra coat this entire time?
Yeah.
It's 30 degrees now.
Shotgun for Partridge. This time to give to Daniels. He had a partner in the backfield with him, but it wasn't wearing the same uniform. Good defense by Hudson. Good penetration. Second down and goal from about the 9-yard line.
Yeah, and it's cliche, but these ground battles really are being won by whoever can get the best push off the snap. And, the last couple of plays, it's been all Hudson. They've been able to get that push. In these conditions, that's literally what you're going to get. You're going to maximize your ground game if you can win that battle.
Shotgun for Partridge. Back to pass. Into the end zone.
Wow.
Great reception. No, he couldn't hold on. Incomplete.
Wow.
Went up to get it, Garrick Elliott, and couldn't hold down at the end. Great job by the defender to take that at the low point and knock it away before he could establish possession in the end zone. But again, another throw into a tight window there for Cole Partridge.
Yeah, and that was a good reception by Elliott until the end there. He high-pointed the ball, came down with both feet in the end zone, had it wrapped up, and then just at the last second, Dylan Smith came in to break that up.
Four wide, Columbia Central offense on the field here, third down and goal. Carson Daniels in the backfield with Cole Partridge. He takes it back to pass again. Chased out of the pocket a little bit on the run. Throws back across his body into the end zone. Incomplete.
No flags.
That one, he might have had a legit.
Yeah.
Not that it was egregious, but they might have got there a little bit before the ball got there.
Yeah.
But brought down in the end zone, incomplete pass. Fourth down and goal for Columbia Central.
Now we'll get to see the big boot of Micah Sonnenberg, the senior kicker. I mean, he's probably the best in the area, I would think.
Best maybe we've seen this year.
Yeah.
Kick on that one, no good. Missed the upright. You jinxed him. 14-8 will be our score. We'll get another change over a possession here. Turnover. Still the field possession battle in favor of Columbia Central right now, as they'll take this one over from about the 20-yard line.
Yep, looks like they're going to spot them right at the 20.
6:40 to go, first half, second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. We'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard for you throughout the night. Last check-in, Jackson High, the Vikings looking to complete their undefeated season. We're up 14-0.
Oh, now you're breaking out the special gloves. Now you're just rubbing it in.
I got gloves and stuff.
I know.
Yeah. A little battle there at the line on first down. And no gain again for Hudson on the first carry. ball carrier on that one. Number 22, Marcus Shipman, your junior running back for Hudson.
And he's their speed back, and they switched it up a little bit, tried to get him on the inside, and he really just probably doesn't have the size to get in there with the Hogs.
Another update from Lake Fenton. Jackson High now 20-0.
Oh.
Second down and 10, handoff, and breaks a tackle, battling for yardage there. And Mary will get about 3 on the carry. Bring up 3rd and 7.
Yeah, they had him wrapped up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. He was able to shake free, pick up a couple extra yards. It's still 3rd and long, but a little bit more manageable. 3rd and 7 versus a 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11.
5.5 to go here. First half, Jason. Second quarter, as I mentioned, brought to you by East Jackson. They trail Bronson after 1-8-0. Trying to get that first win on the year in their last opportunity. And they get that to the outside on 3rd down. And it looks like the football came loose. I think they're going to rule that play
I would
dead.
Think he's down by contact.
Waiting for a signal from the official. I thought the whistle led me to believe that they had called him down before the fumble was out. But they are pulling the pile apart.
Yeah, they're going to say he's down by contact.
Yeah.
But good call.
They'll still get the football here, as that'll bring up 4th down, and he was stopped for a loss. It was about 4th and 8 or 9.
Yeah. And that was the right call. He was clearly, I mean, we could see it from up here. He was down before the ball came out. So MHSAA.com, if you're interested. They still need plenty of officials. Basketball season's coming up. The playoffs are coming.
The other game that Columbia Central fans might be interested in, Hillsdale trails Dundee 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Punt goes to about the 40 and then takes a roll back Columbia Central's way. They'll get it at the 38-yard line. So they're keeping everything down here in the Hudson end of the field, 4:27 on our clock. 14-8, Columbia Central lead. They came out fast and furious with a couple scores. Since then, we've had a bit of a stalemate going on.
Yeah, it's been a punt fest, but everything's been on this side of the field, on the Hudson side of the field, I should say. And they can get close, but that's about it. And then they've been able to stop Hudson.
Shotgun for Partridge, gives to Carson Daniels, and he'll grab about 2 yards before he's brought down right about the 35-yard line. For anybody Western Panther fans who didn't want to make the trip to Adrian tonight, we figured the Panthers would be favorites in that one.
Yep.
They've started out that way, 21-0 right now in the first against Adrian.
Another one of the best quarterbacks in the area, Tyler Pape, in that one.
Partridge's got it with 2 wide receivers to the left. Fakes the give to Daniels. He's going to keep it around the edge. Chase to the end zone. Stiff arms.
Wow.
Stays on his feet, dragging. He'll get to about the 30. That'll set up about 3rd and 3. Big stiff arm there by Cole Partridge at the end of that run.
Yeah, you don't see that often out of a quarterback, but Cole's a big kid, and he was able to use that stiff arm effectively.
Score from Springport.
There you go.
The Spartans have scored. They got a 2-point conversion. They lead Michigan Center right now 8-7 with 1:40 left in the first at our last updates. Napoleon struck first blood against Quincy. 7-0 they lead. About 9:23 to go in the second quarter. Partridge out of the shotgun, 3rd and about 5.
Tipped.
And tipped. A great play at the line. Quick hands by Marcus Shipman.
Tried to run that bubble screen, and Shipman got up, and they read it, sniffed it out perfectly, and that's going to bring up 4th and about 4.
3:02 remains here in the second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive.
They're going to go for it here. Partridge staying on the field.
It's a little out of Sonnenberg's field goal range.
Yeah.
Especially with the conditions, I think. And 4th and about 4. If you lose, if you turn it over, field position still pretty good. Partridge to pass, across the middle. Elliott is
big hit.
Right as the football gets there. That's a fantastic defensive play. And Brennan Lipinski on the stick, incomplete.
Brennan Lipinski is probably the smallest dude on the field right now, and he just laid a lick on Garrett Elliott.
Listed in the program, 5'6", 138.
There you go. I weigh more than him. But big hit right there. And that's the danger of going across the middle. And Garrick Elliott, it looked like he saw him, but just couldn't hang on to the football. And that was a big-time lick.
I had a really mean thought.
What, that you're finally – I finally have a high school kid.
If you'd run some sprints like him, you might get down to 138.
I probably would.
He's just in better shape than you. And a near break with
still
a man
on
his
feet.
Back,
wow.
carrying Carson Daniels down the field.
Man,
it ended
down.
Badly, yeah. Slow to get up, but he moves the chains, and Mary with a tough run. He was carrying Carson Daniels on his back for about 5 yards.
Yeah, he was carrying Lucas Mendez, too, who is he's 6 foot 175. And that's no light load to carry on your back either.
You're right, Mendez on the stop there. He fell right onto the football. I think that's where your problem came in. 2:42 to go. Ticket time running. Columbia Central leads 14-8 with 2.5 to go here in the first half. K105.3, first and 10 near
fumble.
Midfield. Fumbled, and they'll have to dive on it. Lipinski keeps the football, but they'll lose 3 yards on the bad snap.
Good heads-up play there by Lipinski to just fall on that football. Probably had a little bit of space to pick it up and go, but just a good heads-up, smart play to just fall on it. Live to fight another day.
Well, yeah, you'd hate to have something happen like that late in the first half that gave Columbia Central a chance to score again. Because right now, you at the very least, you run out the rest of this time and you get in the locker room with a six-point disadvantage. And the football coming back your way.
He's got
the edge. It's a race to the end zone. Now up the sideline. He'll get pushed out. But a big gain on that one. Nice carry around the end. And that's Devin DeCare having a nice night tonight. And now Hudson with a chance to go into the locker room with a lead. 147 remains here.
Yeah, Mason Crane was the last man back, and he kind of a desperation shove to hopefully get him out of bounds. That's exactly what he did.
Hudson right back to the line, ready to go. Gives up the middle and brought down his shipment at the 30-yard line. Excuse me, 20-yard line.
Tackle made by Gunnar Koda.
Looks like the rain might have actually stopped here, Steve.
Yeah, I think there's still, you can still see a little bit of mist, Jason, but it's the lightest it's been all night.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fans here are happy. There's a handoff going around the end again to Care, and he'll get hit at about the 15. Good hustle by Aiden Adams to get over there. So that'll stop the clock at 1:12. 14-8. Again, Columbia Central, a little recap, came out with a really efficient, quick first drive. Cole Partridge was 3 for 3 on the drive and then scored at the end of it. The next possession for Columbia Central, they go deep up the sideline to Garrick Elliott, and he takes it to the house, and they go up 14-0. Hudson, long time consuming drive of their own, get into the end zone and make the score what it is now, 14-8. 2-point conversion for the Tigers. Let's go ahead and take a quick 30-second break for the timeout on the field, and we'll come back and get the final 1:12 of the first half on K105.3.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siri Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. Office, and the number there is 748-9240.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Both teams back on the field following the timeout. 1:12 to go, 14-8 Columbia Central lead. Hudson threatening. Great play. Shipman takes the carry. And he had some room, but a diving tackle made at the line by Columbia Central and Carson Daniels. It's going to bring up second down. And looks like the ball came loose.
Yep.
Columbia thinks they have it. He's got it. Golden Eagles football. And the Hudson threat has been ended. Inside the 20-yard line, a fumble. That's a turnover that haunts you if you're
definitely
the Tigers. 57.7 to go in the first half. Columbia Central huddles up as Cole Partridge makes his way out of the field. Quickly to the line. And I'll be interested to see, Jason, if they try to take it, play it safe a little bit here with the under a minute to go in the half, or if they look to get some points up. They got about 95 to go, and they'll give to Daniels on first down. And he'll get about two, it looks like, from here. Second down, 8.5. Clock's running. I think they'll let that run down.
Yeah.
They might have to execute one more play here before they head to the locker room or the bus. I don't know if there was any space for them in that building over there.
I think maybe a little bit in the back, but yeah. I'm not 100% on that.
Concession stand in the front. Pretty good cup of hot cocoa I had out here at Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Low snap. And hand off to Daniels as he tries to make his way to the edge. He's not going to get there. And that'll be, should be our last play of the first half here. 14-8, Columbia Central. Looks like they'll get into the locker room with a 6-point lead. Hudson will receive the kickoff to start the second half. Jason, it was a hot start for Columbia Central. Hudson may be able to make a few adjustments on the defensive side of the football there late in the half. And the long time-consuming drive looks like an anomaly because most of the rest of the time that Hudson got the football, they were unable to really move it anywhere.
Yeah, they had a couple of good, solid runs and did a lot of their damage on the ground, especially when they could get the edge and did some damage that way. But outside of a handful of strong runs, there really wasn't a lot to write home about offensively.
Yes, it just and credit on that too to Columbia Central. We had the big play there at the end to get them where they got there with a chance to score for Hudson with the carry by DeCare, and he's had a couple of their big carries. Mary with the touchdown run. They've got weapons, and they'll make some adjustments at the half, and I think they'll come out with an offense that's a little bit ready to maybe come out and run some clock on that first possession. We are at the halftime here now for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. We'll take a 2-minute break. We're going to come back and look at the Denny's halftime stats. And we got lots to do here on the halftime. We're live at Hudson on K105.3, Columbia Central 14, Hudson 8.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to ERAReardon.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live at Hudson Football Field. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles looking to get to 8-1 on the season and clinch the conference championship here. They lead 14-8 at the half. We're collecting some other scores from around the area for you. Right now, I've got an update from Michigan Center. The Cardinals 13-8, they lead Springport. Concord right now 19-3, they lead Hanover Horton in that Big 8 crossover game. And we'll get you as many other ones as we can get. At last check in, Jackson High ahead 20-0 at Lake Fenton. Jackson looking to stay unbeaten and well on their way to a 9-0 regular season for the first time in school history.
I do have a score update from Concord and Hanover Horton, and that is it's like 19-3 Concord leads.
Yeah, that was the score I just.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Bronson 8, East Jackson 0.
Oh yeah.
In our last update, and again, these are as current as we can get. Dundee was a 7-0 leader at Hillsdale or against Hillsdale. So we'll get to as many as those of those scores as we can throughout the night. Western 21-0 against Adrian tonight.
Yes.
Well, on their way to continuing their tremendous season, and that would put them at 9-1 or 8-1, excuse me.
Or I'll just give them the scores twice, so it sounds like we have a ton.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like there's more if you weren't listening the first time.
Jason, I always get on my kids about that too.
Here's what you can do: give us our first half stats for Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's?
Oh, yes, they are.
I could go for a Denny's burger right now for sure.
For so much hot food right now. All right. For Hudson, we had the 20-yard touchdown run from Drew Mary. Also, we've had some big-time runs from Devin DeCare. He's had a couple of 15-plus yard breakaways for the night for Hudson. On the flip side of that, Columbia Central, good night for Cole Partridge through the air. He's got a pass TD. The big one, the second score of the night, to Garrick Elliott, went for 49 on that score. Also got the rush TD from, I believe it was about 3 yards out on the naked bootleg. Really strong, consistent passing. Was a little off target towards the end of the first half, but all in all, pretty strong first half. Carson Daniels had a pretty decent go of it on the ground as well. He's got close to 40 on the ground. But
Jason, here, I'll disagree with you a little bit on that. Partridge was off target at the late. He was on target. I think the defense just got a little better against the pass. They were getting into the passing lanes a little more frequently. I think Partridge was still on target, but the defense was playing better against the pass late in the half. I think you'd agree that's fair. I think when Carson Daniels was running better was earlier when Partridge was more dangerous through the air. So I think the just good adjustment during the late part of the half by Hudson to account for some of those receivers, and then when the passing game was not as effective, the running game didn't seem as effective either.
Yeah, and that's been the key for Columbia all year long, is they've utilized Carson Daniels to allow Cole Partridge more freedom in the passing game. So I think you've really, really got to get him going significantly in the second half.
Yeah, it just looked like Hudson was able to make some mid-half adjustments and really catch up a little bit to what Columbia was doing. Columbia came right out of the gates firing.
Yeah.
And I think with the weather tonight, nobody in the stadium tonight thought that's what they would do, is come out and throw two times right away.
Right.
And they did anyway. And Cole Partridge did look awesome in the first half. As good of a passing game as we've seen all year.
Yeah, I certainly didn't think that he was going to come out throwing at all to start this game, especially with a weapon like Carson Daniels.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of want to attack that, and I think Hudson planned for that, knowing the weather was going to be the way it was, and really just kind of Cole Partridge threw him for a loop, especially going over the top and going deep to Garrick Elliott.
Well, I bet he threw 15 times.
Oh, easily.
So let's go ahead, and we got to get to a commercial break here. Collins Brothers, our halftime sponsor, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer, and thanks to Denny's for our halftime stats. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll get the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll be back with the second half. The K105.3 Football Frenzy, Columbia Central 14, Hudson 8.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
Denny's Super Slam is just $5.99. I'm sure you've heard the jingle.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that one. It comes with eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and now with your choice of buttermilk or pumpkin pancakes.
Pumpkin pancakes? Are you out of your mind?
Right? I thought the same thing. Although it is fall, so pumpkin pancakes don't seem that crazy.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Nope, you're right. That does sound a little crazy. The $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Upgrade to pumpkin pancakes for 49 cents.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Playoff primer, missed kicks, and playoff problems. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit, foxsportsdetroit.com, and the Fox Sports app, the Selection Sunday Show will reveal the qualifiers and pairings for the 44th annual MHSAA football playoffs. For the most part, folks know the drill now is how you qualify. All of those teams with 6 or more wins, followed by 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 teams if necessary to fill out the field to 256, will take part. And right now, we'll predict that we'll have a record-setting number of additional qualifiers this year. From there, the 256 teams are ranked by enrollments and broken into divisions of 32 teams each and placed on maps, first drawing the teams into regions of 8, then districts of 4, where they're paired by playoff point average to get the first-round pairings. And it's at this point where folks don't always get it. Here's Andy Freshour from the MHSAA.
Every map every year is a unique puzzle with 32 different dots representing the 32 teams. And because every map is unique, if you went west one year, you might go east the next. Or if you went north last year, you may end up going south this year.
Most games in the first 3 weeks of the tournament will be Friday nights at 7. Although if the two teams are more than 75 miles apart, a Saturday afternoon time is likely. And there are no prearranged sites until the semifinal round of the tournament, regardless of how far the two teams are apart. Our MHSAA.TV game balls this week go out to Jake Jensen of Clarkston, who ran for 2 touchdowns and passed for a 3rd in the Wolves' 24-14 win over Lake Orion, a game you can watch the free archive of right now on MHSAA.TV. And North Muskegon soccer goalie Nick Gerstweiler, who came up with a big save in the 11th, that's right, the 11th round of a shootout, to give his team a 3-2 win over Whitehall in the championship game of the West Michigan Conference Tournament last week. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Come on. Our weekly Be the Referee feature dives into the fine art of officiating with Brett Rice.
One of the differences between high school football rules and rules at the collegiate and professional levels deals with punts and missed field goals. Essentially, the place kick is treated just like a punt as it relates to team possession, the goal line, and out of bounds. If either goes out of bounds from inside the field of play, the defensive team takes possession at that spot. If either goes into the end zone, the defensive team may not return the kick. And a missed field goal in high school that goes into or through the end zone, resulting in a touchback, has the defense taking over first and 10 at the 20, regardless of the previous spot.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Ever since the first football playoff series in 1975, schools have asked for expansion of the tournament, an insatiable appetite where the results have not always necessarily been in the best interest of educational athletics. The expansion road has been littered with broken up local rivalries and fractured leagues and conferences, which had made a lot of sense, except for the desire to make the playoffs. Going to 256 teams has also made a lot of roadkill out of first round qualifiers, getting blown out in games that probably should not have taken place, all for the glory of making the playoffs. The only 4th seed I can ever remember getting to the finals was a team that ended up in 4th after having to forfeit several regular season wins. And the gamesmanship by coaches to not play rivals or local opponents for fear of not making the field hasn't diminished much, if at all. So what do I say to those who continue to advocate for continued expansion? When will you get it? Do you really want 512 out of 550 teams in the tournament and those lovely 9-0 versus 0-9 matchups where nobody really wins just so you can say you made the playoffs? The football playoffs are different from all other tournaments where everyone gets a fresh start, and rightfully so. We already have too many teams. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. I think we're back on. We're live at the Hudson Hudson football field. Running out the last couple minutes here of the halftime. 14-8, Columbia Central in the lead. I had a couple of the most recent updates from some of these games. Vandercook Lake and Jonesville tied at 8. I believe that was at the half. Bronson 8-0. They led East Jackson at last check-in. Concord 19-3 over Hanover Horton.
Got an update on that one, 25-3 now.
That is an actual update this time.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Michigan Center at last check-in, 13-8 lead over Springport.
Wow. I'm very pleased with East Jackson being on the board at Bronson.
They're not.
It's 8-6 at the half.
Thank you for the update.
You're
There's
welcome.
Another one.
Yeah.
You're on the game now.
I am.
Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the hot chocolate in me. The blood's flowing a little faster.
That was the difference maker.
It was, man. I needed the blood to start moving to my brain a little quicker. So the hot chocolate definitely unfroze the pipes, I guess. I don't know what my problem was.
It's been a long week. The Hudson Tigers kick return team out on the field here as we get set to begin the third quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
That's right.
We'll see what Hudson did in the halftime locker room, try and free up some more offense. Again, they just kind of continue to run the football. They look for those opportunities to get to the outside and break big plays. So we'll expect more of the same, I imagine. No pass attempts yet for the Tigers.
Yeah.
12 minutes on the clock.
The rain's picked up.
The rain did pick back up a little bit. The wind, I think, is heavier now than it was as we started this one. Kick fielded about the 9. And that is DeCare. And he gets over to the 30 to about the 32, where he stopped. Good field position on the start here for Hudson. They hadn't had much better than that throughout the first half for starting field position.
Yeah, Gunnar Cota with the stop on special teams.
Tune us in tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Heading on the road for that Big 8 Cascades Conference Crossover Championship. The unbeaten Grass Lake Warriors and the unbeaten Reading Rangers. First down handoff goes to Shipman. Shipman down at the 35, maybe the 36. We'll see what the spot is, but that's about 4 yards on first down.
Making the tackle, Tommy Rogers for the Eagles.
Good field position there. Good good opening play on this drive. Had me fooled. I thought they were running the option.
Oh, nice chunk on first down. To Shipman. And this time the give goes to DeCare. He blasts between the guard and the tackle on the right side. He's hit at about the 38-yard line. But he'll still get about 3 yards, and that'll bring us a third and 3 for Hudson.
Gunnar Cota on the stop, and it looks like they've gone to a little bit bigger lineup defensively, stacking up with some extra linebackers.
We got another injury to Exier Edwards in that Jackson game, but Micah Kretzinger has picked up the mantle, and he's been the stud. 2 long TD receptions. Third down, and DeCare is going to get past the first down marker to about the 45, working their way toward midfield. And this is the way Hudson looked on that drive, their scoring drive.
Yeah, Carson Daniels did a great job busting through the line. He jumped the snap, timed it perfectly, got through the line, and almost broke that up at the exchange between the quarterback and the tailback. Just got there a little bit late. And first and 10 for Hudson.
45, first and 10. And there's a give to DeCare again. He's going to get 2 yards before he's hit. Then he'll get another yard and a half after contact. About to the 49-yard line.
Gunnar Cota with the stop.
So they'll go just not quite as far as I thought, about the 48 for the spot. Second down and 7. 14-8 Columbia Central leads. We're just underway in the second half. And there's the give on first down. They go to the up back. Marcus Shipman takes the carry. He'll get into Columbia Central territory just on the other side of the 50, 49-yard line in Columbia Central's side of the field. And it'll bring up another third at about 4 yards.
Third down for the Tigers.
Little by little, they just keep chipping away here.
The old 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But it's been effective for them, and it's kept them in this game. Yeah, and they're going to get Daniels trying to jump the snap.
Draw him off sides. There's a 5 yards, and that'll move the chains again for the Hawks. Or the Eagles.
You keep
the
doing
Tigers.
The Hudson Hawk.
I told you I was going to do that. I called it on the way over here, so I keep wanting to call them the Hudson Hawks because of that Bruce Willis movie.
You even said you really
that
hope they have Bruce Willis
logo on the helmet.
Isn't he like swinging from a rope on the cover of the DVD or the poster
yes.
or something? Is that
well,
what I'm thinking of? He's in like a trench coat.
Interesting Hudson Hawk tidbit. They had to go back through the entire movie and like CGI hair on his head because he didn't like his bald head in that movie.
Oh man, could you imagine frame by frame CGIing hair onto Bruce Willis's head?
Second down and about 10 as the first that first down carry goes nowhere.
I find it very disappointing that you have Hudson Hawk tidbits in your repertoire.
I saw... You're right. I know what Hudson... There's a give. Oh, and it looked like he was going to go right through the line, Jason.
Yeah.
And he just got stopped on a dime. On the carry for Hudson, Brennan Lipinski, and Carson Daniels makes a big tackle there.
Yeah, it was almost like he was on a leash because he had plenty of room, got a full head of steam, and then dead in his tracks.
Just yanked the leash and stopped it, yeah. Third down at about 9. Danny Aiello go star in that.
Danny Aiello.
7.5 to go, third quarter. Pitch out. Getting to the edge. Dives right into the line. Able to get up to about the 40-yard line, but that's going to be short of the first down. Bring up fourth and about 5.
I've been really impressed with Brennan Lipinski and his ability to just plow right into people and lay big hits and just do a lot despite his... Svelte frame.
Svelte?
Yes.
He's not a big kid. That's
no.
Size is not his advantage, but he's got some speed, and like you said, head of steam. He's able to power through quite a bit. Fourth down. Big play here for the Golden Eagles. And they'll take a timeout. Hudson will take a timeout, looking to maybe draw somebody off sides again. So maybe they'll change their mind, send the punting unit out. Just, The butt end of the football is sitting on the 40-yard line, and they've got about 5 yards to that first down marker. We've got timeout on the field. We'll keep it here in the broadcast. I want to mention that what day is the Equinox giveaway taking place? Is that Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes.
So everybody who's qualified, our promotions director will probably contact you just to make sure.
Indeed.
That you know that you're invited, and we'll get everybody off to Art Main, and somebody's going to leave with a 2-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox.
Yeah, and it's an awesome car. It SUV, I guess I should say. It's fantastic. I mean, we've had it out a few times, and man, it's been fun.
It's a smooth ride.
Sad to see it go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a couple years of free driving with that.
Yeah.
Sweet automobile. Maybe a couple years from now, you win the next one.
Well, yeah.
The football frenzy goes on. 6:42 to go. All Hudson here in the third quarter. And on their fourth down play.
Oh, DeCare's gone.
DeCare's got a race to the pylon, and he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Hudson.
Wow.
Great play call on fourth down.
Big time run
no
there.
No flags on the field. 40 yards to the end zone for DeCare. With 6:33 to go in the third, we're tied at 14. And Hudson still has a chance for the point after.
Look at old boy with the flag go, man. He's cruising. Get him a helmet and some pads.
Now, back in my day, I went all the way around the field. I was winded by the backstretch, though, admittedly.
You got to the visitor's side and you were done.
I stopped in the visitor's side and waved the flag a few times.
There you
that was bad.
Breath.
So on the point after, the two-point conversion, signal that it's good. Nothing from the officials yet. There it goes. 2 points, and Hudson now has the lead, 16-14. 30-second break. We got a kickoff coming up on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Columbia Central sends the kick return team onto the field, trailing by two now. So, 14 quick points for Columbia in the first quarter. They have not scored since. Now, Hudson with the two-point advantage in control. And, Jason, you don't want to let a team like Hudson get a lead on you where they can get that football back and just run clock.
Yeah, you don't necessarily say third quarter, midway through the third quarter, something's a must-score situation, but this feels like a must-score situation for Columbia. Big hit.
So another squib kick is picked up by Danny Miller, and he's hesitant to find a way to go. He did get a couple yards and pretty good field position for Columbia. And we'll see what the Cole Partridge Show has in store for Hudson. 6:27 to go third quarter for Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain. Partridge out in the familiar shotgun formation. Three receivers to his right. Elliott in the slot. Probably Cole's favorite target. He rolls out looking deep. And he got a man a little overthrown.
No flags either. Good coverage.
Yeah, Aiden Adams, the intended receiver on the play. And that's something you have to watch for when you're playing Columbia Central. They will take shots deep. Now they got second and 10 from their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, that coverage back deep by the deep safety, Camden Shaw, able to break that play up along with DeCare.
Again, three wide to Partridge's right. Carson Daniels in the backfield with him. Shotgun takes the snap, rolling out right, looking to throw. Chase from the pocket a little bit, throws on the run. Just a great throw. Adams with a tough catch, and he's going to get it over midfield, first down. What a bullet on the run by Cole Partridge.
Yeah, that was a good play. He had pressure coming from the blind side, had the blitz coming in front of his face. Rolled to the right, good throw, and a great catch by Adams, and a good heads-up job to make that catch and then lean toward picking up the first down, and that's exactly what they got.
First and 10 right at midfield here for Columbia Central. Now the three receiver set is to his left, the wide part of the field. Partridge back to throw again, looking for Mendez across, and it slides off Mendez's fingers, incomplete.
Yeah, it looks like he might have thought about trying to get to Garrick Elliott on that play, but Elliott fell trying to run the route. He slipped up a little bit at midfield.
5:53 to go here, third quarter. 16-14. Hudson takes advantage with their last score. Columbia trailing for the first time in this game. Looking to answer. They go four wide, two to each side for Partridge. Elliott in the slot. Partridge will throw again. And a nice out route by Elliott. Pass is caught. He's going to get to the 43 and then chased out of bounds, or rather drug out of bounds. That'll bring up a third down about three for Columbia Central. And Jason, on that one, I don't know, I got the feeling that Elliott's still uncertain with his steps. Maybe it's a little slick still on the field because he kind of unable to make a quick cut when he makes that catch, and I think he was more concerned making sure he secured the football.
Yeah, which is probably the wisest decision he could make there. But now
that's a terrible spot.
Yeah, they got him third and five.
Rolling out. Partridge to throw again on third and five. And, the pass is nearly caught. big tackle and another big defensive play on third and five by Brennan Lipinski. The guy saw it.
Yep. Yeah, he wrapped up Mendez and separated him from the football, and that's been the key to this game.
Run him around a little bit, yeah. And yeah, just pried it loose. So on fourth down and five, what will the Golden Eagles do? 5:39 remains in the third. Still lots of time. Columbia Central trailing by two with Carson Daniels in the backfield with Cole Partridge. They're going to go for it on fourth down from the 45. Back to pass again. Partridge has time, throws, open man, caught. Pass a little high. Great job to go up and grab it. And Columbia Central will get the first down. Reception made by Chase Tompkins.
Yeah, Tompkins went up, high pointed that football, and not much of a jump ball. Clayton Bowen, just 5'8 on that that corner position. Chase Tompkins, much taller. He's 6 foot. Was able to go up and high point that football.
First and 10, Columbia at the 37-yard line, moving into Hudson territory. Tompkins now split left. Three wide receivers to the right for Partridge. Back to throw again on first down. Pump fakes now. He'll pull it down and run. He's got some space to the 30, 25, and he'll go out of bounds about the 22-yard line. First down again. Partridge got some pressure and pulled it down, able to run, making great decisions on this drive.
Yeah, good heads-up job. The pump fake, stepped up in the pocket, had a little bit extra time. Nothing available to him, just tucks and runs, and that's a good heads-up play by Cole Partridge.
22-yard line, first and 10, Columbia Central. Four wideouts for Partridge this time, two to each side. Back to throw, has time, and gets to Elliott. Get about 3 yards on the gain, 19-yard line. 5:05 on the clock here in the third.
Been a very brisk-paced game, despite Hudson just eating clock in massive chunks.
You know, but when their drives are going on, it doesn't feel like it's time-consuming.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's ground to a halt. The clock just moves and.
They make their plays pretty quickly.
They're effective.
Elliott in motion. Partridge gives to him. And he's going to get hit.
No way.
And stop for a loss. He'll lose about two back to the original line of scrimmage. Bring up third down. And about 10. We'll look at the spot, but it looks like, about to the 22.
Jorge Serino with the tackle.
They send Partridge Elliott in motion out of the slot. Comes across in front of the quarterback, takes the give, and just had no room to run. So it's third and 10 for Partridge. 4.5 ticking away here, third quarter for Minute Maid, Sewer, and Drain. We're cut out for him on third down.
Hudson's done a good job of containing the edge on that jet sweep.
Rolling to his right, Partridge. Back at the 30, fires to the first down marker. Had it in his hands. Mendez drops at the end of the play. Incomplete fourth down and 10.
And you're probably with the conditions. The wind is blowing. No, it looks like in at this point now. It's been kind of swirling around. Mm-hmm. So you're probably out of Sonnenberg's range. You might as well go for it here. I mean, he could probably hit that distance-wise. But in these conditions, it'd be really, really tough for him.
Yeah, I think in different conditions, you do kick with a two-point disadvantage. But today doesn't feel right. He missed a field goal earlier in the half or in the first half, so they go for it here on fourth down and 10. Partridge back to throw. It's a pass rush. Good job picking it up by Daniels. Partridge will flee the pocket. Now he goes for the marker. He's not going to get there. Out of bounds at about the 16. Turnover on downs. Hudson... Tiger's ball. Jeez, I was going to run down
Eagles.
Whatever. I don't even know where that came from.
Whatever bird or animal of prey.
Some
I don't know.
Animal that eats other animals. So Hudson gets the football back after a stand on defense.
See, now if they had old school varsity jackets like we had, the mascot would be on the back of those kids in the student section right in front of us, and we'd have it for reference.
There's one.
Oh,
right,
does
here,
somebody have tigers?
Coat. There is a tiger. It's
just an icon or a logo.
We need like a big. There's a paw on the back of that band mount.
Oh, yeah,
that
there
could
you
be
go.
A like Clemson. It's like the Clemson Tiger. Maybe I'll remember
there
that.
There you
one.
Go. Yeah. Just don't call him Clemson High.
The Clemson Tigers. First down, they get about two. Oh, they'll give him one. Even the guy holding the stick over there was confused by the spot at first. So second down and nine for Hudson. 3:41 to go third quarter. The Tigers come up to the line.
It's been a fun one.
It has been. There's a give. Fumble! Football's on the turf. Looks like Hudson's got it back. Nope, they signaled Columbia Central. Opportunistic. Jumping on the fumble, and they'll get the football back with great field position at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and this is if Columbia Central can pull this game out, they're probably going to look to those two turnovers via the fumble recoveries as one of the reasons why they were able to stay in this game, because as the longer this game has gone on, the more effective Hudson's offense has become.
So move it back, put it at the 17, and the Golden Eagles come out. Three wideouts to the right for Partridge. He looks to throw quickly, coming across, and that's caught by Adams. And he gets to almost the 10-yard line, about 7 yards on first down. Really nice inside slant. And almost a little bit of a receiver screen kind of, Jason, coming across with those two other wideouts blocking for him.
Yeah, you use the other two, the slot receiver and the Z receiver, as a pick almost for your defender. And if they don't switch off properly, you've got a pretty wide open crossing route at your disposal.
Three to the right again for Partridge. He's back to throw, rolling a little bit to his right, looking back across field. Carson Daniels drops the catch, and it was a forward pass. Right in his breadbasket, and he just dropped it. He had a pretty clear lane to the end zone if he's able to reel that in.
Yeah, those are passes you have to catch, and he knows it too. There's probably nobody on the field more disappointed than he is right now.
Third down at about 4 yards here for Columbia Central, deep in Hudson territory from the 12. 2:33 to go here, and still the third quarter, so a lot of game left. 16-14 our score. Hudson leads by two. Columbia Central looking to answer. Partridge out of the shotgun. Carson Daniels to his left. Gary Elliott in the slot. Pump fake and going to the end zone.
Got a man.
Got a man. And Mendez brings it in.
Touchdown.
Great play call. Great execution call. Partridge puts the ball on the money. Mendez standing alone in the back right corner of the end zone. Columbia Central with a touchdown. 20-16. They lead with 2:26 to go third quarter. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They clean drains, they open them.
Yeah,
others
right.
Can't do it.
That's
it's
right.
Up to them.
Yeah. And that touchdown was set up by that slant earlier. You
right.
Saw everybody break like it was that exact same play, except for Mendez, who went deep.
He pump faked to that crossing route and goes to the end zone. Extra point is good. 21-16 our score. 30-second break, and we'll be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Hudson kick return team back on the field. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live from Hudson Football Field. Columbia Central takes the lead back. A touchdown pass by Cole Partridge to the back of the end zone. 2:26 remains here in the third quarter, 21-16. Columbia Central advantage. Sonnenberg going to put the boots to another kickoff here. Ball teed on the 40-yard line. Into the air. End over end. Fielded at about the 5. DeCare goes into the line. Now turns it to the outside. Spins off a defender. Big tackle. Ball comes loose. No, he holds on, but he will get stopped about the 29, where Hudson will take over. Long touchdown drive. On their previous possession after a kickoff, they did have the turnover in deep to set up the touchdown for Columbia Central on their last possession.
Yeah. We had a score update just come over the PA system before we came back on. Conference implications here. Hillsdale leading, 16-7, I believe they said.
But it puts the pressure on Columbia Central to get this win if they want to win the conference championship. Manchester 17-0 over Homer at the half. Hand off on first down goes to Lipinski, and he's going to grab about 6 yards on first down. Concord 25-3 lead at the half over Hanover Horton. Jackson 20-0 at Lake Fenton at the half. 19-8 Michigan Center now ahead of Springport with 7:36 left in the third.
I've got Northwest and Leslie. Northwest leading 14-12.
Last check-in still appears to be accurate. Bronson 8-6 over East Jackson. There's a handoff on second down and four, and DeCare backwards over the 40-yard line to about the 42. Moves the chains, first and 10 for Hudson.
Got
Tigers, I remember.
There you go. Union City 20-14 over Addison at the half.
Northwest and Leslie at the half, 14-12 Northwest in front.
Wow. Do we have a Concord? You got the Concord Hanover update, right?
Yeah.
31-3.
Oh, I didn't have that update.
Yeah.
There's a handoff to DeCare on first down. He's going to get about three. Wrestled out of bounds right about the 45-yard line. First down marker is in Columbia territory at about the 48. 1:11 now, ticking off the third quarter. 21-16 lead. If you're just joining us, Columbia Central. Quick scores in the first quarter, scoreless in the second quarter, and have now added their third touchdown. Cole Partridge has been involved on all three, two through the air, one on the ground.
And it was almost as if that second score by Hudson really woke Columbia's offense up.
Handoff goes to Shipman. He's going to get about three on with forward progress, but he's wrestled back down to about the 45. They've got him at the 48-yard line. Third down about four. Tigers huddled up at their 37-yard line. Now break the huddle and look, go to the line, and now they'll pause and look over to the sideline. I don't know if anyone's sure what they're going to run here.
Yeah, they're going to let the clock run out.
Our final 2 seconds tick off on the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 21-16, Columbia Central back in front with 12 minutes to go. We'll take a one-minute break back with the fourth quarter on K105.3.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. B and her team make braces fun. And in October, they show just how much they care for the Jackson community. Summit Orthodontics will donate money for each person who gets pink on their braces or shares their smile pink on Summit Orthodontics' Facebook page. Dr. B and her team make braces stress-free with family-friendly scheduling before and after school. Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Help the Smile Pink campaign in October. Come see Dr. B and her team, the orthodontists who care.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Third down, handoff is to DeCare, and he stops cold right at midfield. Fourth down. Now again, they're moving right to left on us instead of left to right, so it is fourth down at about two. Big fourth down play again. We'll remember on that last scoring possession for Hudson. They had him on a fourth and short, and he took it to the house for 40 yards to the house.
See what they come up with.
Yeah.
They're probably going to look to the edge for this one. It seems to be what's effective.
And the give goes to Lipinski. They're going to stop him. Nowhere to go. Stopped him at midfield. Big defensive stand by Columbia Central. They'll get the football back in midfield. 11-10 to go. Fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling. Providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. We could use some heating in the press box tonight.
We need to get them down here so that they can hook these guys up with some high-quality HVAC services.
Nominate the press box.
Yes.
Free services from Airflow Heating. We'll have to get in touch with them. Four wide for Partridge. Hands off to Daniels on first down. Gets to the outside. He's going to turn up field.
Wow.
Still on his feet on the sideline. Big gain. Turns it back inside. He's cuts it back
nice.
Up. He's going to get in the end zone. What a run by Carson Daniels. 50 yards on first down to the house. Columbia Central. What a run. Unbelievable.
A big cutback juke at the end of that run. And unfortunately, the Hudson defender just lost his footing on that one. But might have had a shot to bring him down, but that was all set up early in the run. He had a big truck move and just dropped the shoulder, leveled somebody, and was off to the races after that.
Running up to the left side, goes up the sideline, and a lot of times, Jason, you'll see guys just step out of bounds, end the run. He turned it back inside, then made one last cut up the middle to take it the rest of the way. Great run by Daniels. Big play. Kick is good. And that's your score now, 28-16. Huge play, back-to-back, defensive stop, touchdown run. Let's take 30 seconds, 28-16. Columbia Central leads on K105.3.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Mike Soderberg with the football teed up. Seaboyle, Jason Smith, our fourth quarter. 10:56 to go, 28-16. Columbia Central back-to-back scores to take back the advantage here. Soderberg ready to kick. That's another high end over end. That's going to get down to about the 10. Fielded there by DeCare. Takes it up the right sideline. Now he's looking to turn it back around. They're going to stick him. He's going to get to about the 22-yard line. Might be a little further up than that.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to spot it close to the 25. Pretty generous on that spot.
Well, on the other side of the field, that might have been accurate. So put it at the 25, first and 10 for Hudson. And now they're starting to, for a moment, it looked like they'd like to eat up all the clock they could. Now they'll need to save as much as they can, trailing by 12.
MHSA.com if I really wanted to have a beef about it. Can become a referee.
No, I'm all right with the spot. I just couldn't see down there that with the water, that part of the field really used. It's just obscured in the light.
Yep.
Big set for Hudson. Gives to Lipinski, getting to the outside, looking to get to the edge. Mendez chases him down, stop him right at the 25-yard line. Not Mendez. We got another.
That is Mason Crane. Five.
Thank you.
On the stop.
Make sure credit is given where it's due. Great job to chase down the speedy Lipinski.
Yeah, he almost had that edge. And if it wasn't for Mason Crane wrapping him up, but he had a good 15, 20 yards of daylight.
Well, and Jason, too, if he half-heartedly heads over there, Lipinski still gets 5 yards on the carry.
Oh, yeah.
It was the speed with which he's able to make that and shut it down for no gain. Second down and 10.
Wind picking up here.
Lipinski takes the carry. He is going to get a couple yards there, about to the 28 before he's stopped. See the forward progress. Might even get him out to the 29. pretty good spot on the football there at the 29. So that'll bring up third down about 7.
There we go. I'll just hide inside my hoodie.
That's not going to work.
It's not going to work, but it's warm.
9:35, clock's running here, fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling since 1952. It's a long run.
Good people over there.
Play action, the first throw of the night.
Whoa,
and he had a man intercepted. Columbia Central on the return. He's got some room, cuts it back inside, coming across the field, brought down 30-yard line in Hudson territory. Playing center field out there, deep Chase Tompkins with the interception. Overthrown just a bit, and now we've got a Hudson Tiger down on the field. Get the training staff out there.
I believe that is their quarterback, Dylan Smith.
I would not be surprised if he got hit at the as he threw the football, Jason, but he could also have been a part of, that's where the action was on the run back, and he could have taken a tough block there.
Yes.
At the end of the play, too. Clock stops with 9:09 on the scoreboard. 28-16 our score, and we're getting a signal for more people to come out onto the field. Let's go ahead and take 1 minute in the studio, and we'll come back out and get an update on the status here on K105.3.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, our injured player, is now on his feet just as we return. And you did catch it right, Jason. That was Dylan Smith, the QB for the Tigers. And he'll make his way off the field. Now, it looks like the other QB on the roster is Drew Mary, who's been in the backfield all day for Hudson. So we'll see what happens there. Update on the scoreboard out of town. East Jackson 13, Bronson 8. So the Trojans with a chance to get their first win in their last attempt. Both of those teams winless prior to tonight. Hand off to Daniels on first down. So he'll get about 2, maybe 3 on the carry.
And it looks like he might be going through concussion protocol here. They've been moving fingers in front of his face and kind of taking a look at his head area.
The way he was down, Jason, I would have been surprised if he had been knocked out.
Yeah, and he looks a little dejected.
.8:35 as the clock runs down here in the fourth quarter. 28-16, Columbia Central leads with the football. Partridge out of the shotgun. 3 wide receivers to his left. Split right is Aiden Adams. Partridge fakes the gift, takes it. He's got room.
Wow.
He breaks into the end zone. Cuts up field, and he's going to get brought down at the 10, but a big gain for Cole Partridge. Great decision on the QB option.
Yeah, it was a... He got shot out of the backfield like a cannon on that one. Big time run.
First and goal from the 10. As the clock continues to run, 8:10 remains. Again, join us tomorrow afternoon. Our final regular season broadcast of the year, our final Football Frenzy stop will be in Reading. Reading hosting Grass Lake. 2 undefeated teams battling it out. And we'll have all the coverage here on K105.3. Another QB option keep. Spin move by Partridge into the end zone.
This kid's video game. Man.
Cole Partridge takes it to the house again. His second rushing touchdown on the day. 34-16. And they'll have a chance to make it 35 with a point after. And that'll be three unanswered here by the Columbia Central offense.
This kid's like playing Madden. He just hit the spin button and nobody could touch him after that.
And, I mean, we've seen Cole Partridge last year. We saw him earlier this year, Jason. This is the highest level I've seen him play at yet.
Oh, absolutely. Saving the best for the end.
.745 to go. Touchdown and extra point. Let's take 30 seconds back with the kickoff on K105.3.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 7:45 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Sonnenberg's got her teed up, ready to kick, and it's up in the air. This one's high, not as deep as his other kicks. It'll be caught at about the 18, and looking to run, hit. And holding on to the football, trying to battle. Gets up to about the 30-yard line. Now we get a flag coming in late. And, Jason, I was thought about this earlier. This is maybe only the second flag we've had, second or third.
Yeah. Yep. This is, I think, the first infraction during a play, and it's a face mask against Columbia. The other two were procedure penalties. So, really a clean game so far. And it's just a 5-yard face mask.
And you can see, Jason, there's a couple of really well-coached teams.
Oh, definitely.
And again, to update, East Jackson with a chance to get their first win after three, up 13-8 against Bronson.
How great would that be for them?
And there's a handoff on first down for Hudson. Still battling in the pile. Shipman, we'll get about two.
Quarterback on that play, by the way, Dylan Smith is out. Clayton Bowen, the sophomore, taking over under center. Dylan Smith on the sideline, sitting on the bench. He has an ice pack on his neck, so that doesn't look like it's going to be a concussion-related issue, but definitely above the shoulders.
Northwest with a 20-12 lead in the third in their final regular season tilt. There's a handoff again going to, I think that was Shipman.
DeCare.
He's down at the 40. So he'll get a couple yards. Third down and a long six. 6:44 to go, clock running. 35-16, Columbia Central with the lead. Columbia Central, barring something spectacular here in the final 6.5, looking to get to about 8-1 on the season, win the conference championship, and head into the playoffs with some momentum. Probably a home game in round one. There's a handoff going to Lipinski, getting to the outside, but following the blocker, gets to the sideline, looks to get upfield. A flag comes in late.
Late hit?
For hit out of bounds.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be a personal foul against Columbia. I mean, I guess he did take a hit out of bounds, Jason, but the sideline's probably a little bit obscured by mud down there, a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was anything violent or egregious, like he was trying to hurt anyone. But you throw the flag by the book.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that call at all. And, I mean, it was, you know, it was one of those things where it's kind of an incidental contact type thing. where he wasn't going to finish the tackle. As soon as he heard the whistle, he let up, and you know, it was definitely just a heat of the action type of situation, but you have to call it.
6:13 remains, 35-16, Columbia Central 3. Unanswered scores. We got a timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. Fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling. Stay tuned after the final buzzer. We'll give you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game for the Yes Siree Bob Subways. They've got the box lunch program for area sport teams, not just football.
Yeah.
We got basketball season coming up.
Volleyball.
Volleyball. There are just a ton of seasons still to go here in the high school sports year.
Your daughter plays volleyball, right?
Their season has wrapped up.
Ah, did you have the postseason party with the Subways?
No. Hand up to the care. He's got to the outside. Flag got a flag down. Late, and that's probably going to be a back in the back, Jason.
Yeah.
So that's going to come back. Hold will go against Hudson. Great run there by DeCare, but you could see, and it was the reason that hold's unfortunate was kind of away from the run.
Yeah.
It was kind of out of the play, so that's going to be a costly penalty. So after three quarters of real clean football, mistake-free largely, we get a couple penalties here in the fourth quarter, extending this one. 6:07 on our clock, 35-16 again, Columbia Central in the lead. Update from Jackson High, well, from Lake Fenton, Jackson High Vikings 36-7 advantage.
Wow.
Yard line now, first and about 20 here for Lake Fenton, or Lake Fenton Hudson. What the heck? There's a give to DeCare, and he'll run to about the 50. He'll get about a yard.
Do you need more hot chocolate?
Maybe. It's the recharge time. I'm glad we're not in Lake Fenton tonight. We got a much shorter drive home than GOC and Ratch for that one. Sunday, we won't know any playoff matchups till Sunday night, but Monday we'll know all the updates of where we'll be broadcasting live. So many area. This is the most area football teams I've seen in the playoffs ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we counted the other day, and I think we were, what, 9, I believe? Maybe more than that.
Depending, it would stretch out the area a little wider.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of options to go out into the playoffs. Back to pass. Nice pass out to DeCare. Open field tackle. Big hit and tackle. Great job by Danny Miller. Pass out into the flat. Danny Miller comes in, makes the hit. Clean stick. That one would have passed muster at the college level or at the pros.
Oh, yeah.
No targeting call on that one. Just a nice textbook hit. Third down and about 25 with 4.5 to go on this one.
Yeah, he kept the head up, ramped him up on the arms. Good, solid follow-through.
Now we got two wide receivers. Unusual look here from Hudson. They still hand off. There's some room up the middle. DeCare gets into Columbia Central territory. He's going to get close to the original line of scrimmage, fourth down at about 12.
Carson Daniels brought him down.
Carson Daniels has been a beast on both sides of the football tonight, defensive, offensive. He has just been he's been exactly as advertised. I think on the Nooner this week, GOC had Josh Kubiak, the head coach from Columbia Central, on, and that's basically what he said about Carson Daniels. He's just a steady, reliable, and hard-nosed.
Yeah, and you got to give it up for Lucas Mendez, too. He's been fantastic on both sides of the ball.
Big set here for Hudson. And we get a timeout from the Tiger sideline. With 3:28 to go, let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back with the final 3:28 of our fourth quarter on K105.3.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
We
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
And we're back with Hudson out of the timeout. Fourth down and probably 13 realistically. 3:28 to go. They trail 35-16. You're looking to get something fast here, and the 9-point lead is tough. Or 19, excuse me, point lead. And there's a big gain. Still short of the marker. Columbia Central takeover on downs. Three scores advantage, and now Columbia can come out here, try to run out this 3:21, get on the bus, and head back home with an 8-1 season in their back pocket, ready for a playoff matchup. Again, our final regular season high school football game coverage is tomorrow. 1 o'clock, the kick. Reading, hosting Grass Lake. I'm excited to see what Randy Cole's Warriors will do.
Battle of the Unbeatens.
Shotgun here for Partridge. He's got four wide receivers. And he'll give to Daniels. Daniels powers forward to the 40-yard line. Gets about 4.5 on first down. Starts the clock ticking away.
Carson Daniels on the carry. Tackled by Jorge Serino.
Hudson with one timeout left.
Ball spotted right on the 40-yard line. Fourth quarter brought to you again by Airflow Heating and Cooling. Doing that job since 1952. I bet they're pretty good at it by now.
Oh, yeah. Love their work.
Partridge waiting for the signal, watching the play clock go down. The hands up, he takes the snap, gives to Daniels again, and on second down and six, Daniels dives forward to about the 48-yard line. Bring up third down in about 2.5. 2 minutes coming up close to 17 with a running clock. Columbia Central for a moment, Jason, trailed by two. They had given up a touchdown to Hudson, and it looked like the Tigers had all the momentum. And then the next possession, Columbia comes up short, turns it over on downs, but then they create the big turnover, get the football back and score, and then they just flipped, just like they flipped a switch in big plays after big play ever since.
Absolutely.
Partridge hands off to Daniels, and he'll move the chains on that one, keep it going, and that'll just about seal the deal on this one. Minute 44. Stop the clock to move the chains. Daniels continues to impress in this one.
Yeah, he really turned it up in the second half. Like you had said, they needed to get him going in the second half, and that's exactly what's happened. He had a couple of really, really big runs in the third quarter, and now you'll start to see people head for the exits as this one's just about wrapped up.
And Jason, I toot my own horn again, but they get that passing touchdown at over on this end,
yes,
to go back ahead. And once the passing game started to be a threat again, the next chance they get, Carson Daniels breaks a big run play. And it's just you can't settle in on any one aspect of right. Columbia Central's offense, because they'll hit you with the other one. So if you play the pass, they'll go to the run, and Carson Daniels more than capable of big run plays.
Yeah.
He'll get about six on first down there. Clock running down now to a minute, under a minute.
Victory formation now.
Any scores you missed tonight, catch them tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. on WKHM is the Gatorade. Downtown Coach Kubiak on that Columbia Central sideline. 8-1 conference champions tonight. Partridge takes a knee. That'll do it for this one. Huge season for Columbia Central. Congratulations to my neighbor, Josh Kubiak, on a tremendous season.
He'll be sticky when he gets home.
And cold, maybe pneumonia on a night like tonight.
Get him on the bus quick.
I'll tell you what. He's been out on that sideline since we started. This is not – the moisture's not – he's not any wetter than he was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But now here we are ready to wrap up the game. It looks like the rain's kind of finally
of course
quit.
It's not.
The handshake line's on the field. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and get you our player of the game for Subway. Again, our final from Hudson, 35-16. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles beat the Tigers tonight on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Almost. Congratulations again to the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, 35-16 winners tonight at Hudson. And just we were just advised by the PA announcer that Columbia's not. This is their first win ever here at Hudson Field. 2-12 all time. Well, now 3-12. Following the win tonight, just a big night for Columbia Central, and they had some adversity early in the second half, and they were able to answer. Cole Partridge was as impressive at quarterback.
Oh yeah,
as anybody.
Yeah,
that I think we've seen since we started doing games
together. Yeah, not just anybody, or not. He outdid himself. He was as advertised tonight, and he wrote the record book at Columbia Central for a reason. And he's just been. He was phenomenal tonight.
There were throws he made on the run tonight that he looked like, and this he looked like a pro or a solid college quarterback out there running the offense, comfortable out of the pocket, in the pocket, making great decisions whether it was to throw the ball or it was to hold it down and run. Cole Partridge, our Jackson area Subway player of the game tonight, throwing it all over the field. Of course, honorable mentions have to go to Carson Daniels for the work-like effort he put in, the big touchdown run, and the defensive contribution that he had. Garrick Elliott, every time we go out and watch, he has a big touchdown. Just
Lucas Mendez had a fantastic game.
Running on all cylinders right now, Columbia Central, with great momentum heading into the postseason. 35-16 winners tonight.
Peaking at the right time.
Exactly. And They'll look forward to finding out their opponent at 8-1. A good chance that they're at home for week one, and there's maybe even a possibility that that's a radio game. We'll wait and decide that later. But just very happy for Coach Kubiak, and he told us, I had conversations with him where he said, like last season, they looked like they were going to be good. Cole Partridge had already had a year under his belt. He was starting as a sophomore. Last year they looked good. Still had a good season for sure.
Yeah.
But he told me last season, he said, we thought next year was going to be our best year. So that's turned out to be true. And tonight they really executed when they needed to. Big plays on both sides of the football, too. A couple defensive stands. They did give up a big fourth down play that ended up as a touchdown for for Hudson, but
you saw him lock it down after that, though.
Yeah, and you can see the defense has – they have players to make plays. They had an interception. They created turnovers with a couple of fumbles. They really just both sides of the ball tonight were the more impressive team. Hudson, you can see how they got to four wins on the season, because if their offense is connecting, they can eat up clock and they can run the football. They had three guys who all had breakaway potential, ran tough, and they put in a great effort tonight. Nothing to be ashamed of, and it's not a season that they're going to put into the record books or anything, but they've got stuff to work with next year.
Yeah,
here at Hudson. But the story of the night tonight: Cole Partridge, Carson Daniels, and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, 35-16 winners. Cole Partridge, our player of the game for Yes Siree Bob's Subways, and they provide box lunches to area sports teams. If you've got a hungry team to feed, don't hesitate to get with Bob and his crew, Jackson Area Subways. Jason, any final thoughts?
Just kind of watching out onto the field right now. Dylan Smith, the quarterback for Hudson that went down with the injury late in the game, he's moving around a lot better than we saw him earlier, so that's a good sign. He seems to be moving around, hugging teammates, and doesn't have the ice pack on him anymore, so that's a good sign considering how kind of serious we thought it might be early on.
And, you know, we don't have somebody – we don't have a sideline reporter feeding information up to us, so we got to try to read a little bit. And it seems like every game somebody's down on the field for a short time, and thank goodness, knock on wood, we haven't had a serious injury in the games we've been at.
Right.
But when they went out, when the training crew went out there to check on him, the look on their faces, the way their body language was, looked bad.
Yeah.
So thank goodness he's up and at him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And this is a good Hudson team that should make some noise. A little bit on the younger side, thankfully, and they showed some good pieces to work with going forward. Grass Lake, like we said, peaking at the right time, and this is probably the Cole Partridge. Columbia Central and Cole Partridge, probably established himself as the best quarterback in the area. We say he's one of the best.
Well,
This was probably a coming out party for him, at least for us.
I think I can say that. I feel like I can, from what I've seen, quarterback-wise in the area, I'm comfortable to say he's the best we've seen. There are other good quarterbacks, and
oh yeah,
GOC would be quick to tell you that it's Bush from Jackson High. He likes to say he's the best quarterback in the area. GOC hasn't been out to a Columbia Central game yet this year.
Yeah,
so maybe we can make that happen at some point in the postseason, so that he can gauge them together. But yeah, it's what I really love is that we have this conversation where there are several names that you can toss in for the best quarterback in the area. So. There's a wealth of football talent right now in the Jackson area, and
that's a good
several
thing.
Teams going to the playoffs. A couple of playoff teams will be on the radio for you tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, the scheduled kickoff. We'll be doing the Football Frenzy from noon to 1 out at Reading, and then we've got hopefully a football classic, Grass Lake and Reading, both teams unbeaten, your Cascades Conference champion, your Big 8 Conference champion, meeting up for that crossover championship. That's tomorrow here on K105.3, our final Football Frenzy stop for the year. And then Wednesday, we will give away the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main. 2-year lease on that beast.
Yeah.
Jason, maybe sometime in the next couple of days, you're going to get a last cruise in, take it out.
We have to go get it detailed. We'll take it back to Art Main so they can detail it. I don't know if I'll be driving it or if I'll be picking Ashley up while she drives
she drops it off. That's great. Well, again, thanks for joining us tonight for the Football Frenzy 35-16, your final. Columbia Central 8-1 now after a win over the Hudson Tigers on K105.3. For Jason Smith, Mike Reed back in studio, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.